everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. You are on KVOI AM 1030 in the Buckmaster Show. It's Friday, the 22nd of March, 2013. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to a good weekend. A lot of fun basketball as the Wildcats hoping to advance to the Sweet 16. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we do thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We're streaming our show. We're live on BuckmasterShow.com and KVOI.com, and we make it very easy for you to hear our program on your schedule. So we podcast on BuckmasterShow.com. TucsonCitizen.com has our program posted, as does TucsonSentinel.com. Also links to the show on the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun website. That's at GVNews.com. There is also a front page link on the website of the award-winning blog for Arizona.com. Our Friday Focus interview today is with Arizona State Senate President Andy Biggs, a Republican from the community of Gilbert, Arizona. Joining me to question Senator Biggs, Linda Valdez is here. Linda is editorial writer for the Arizona Republic and Mark B. Evans, administrator for the Gannett Corporation-owned TucsonCitizen.com, which is a community of bloggers, of which the Buckmaster Show is one of the contributors. Proud to be so. We invite you to join us at any time on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 if you have a question or comment for Senate President Biggs, who joins us now on the live line from the Capitol. Senator Biggs, how are you today?
Great. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing real well. I want to begin with this, what appears to be kind of a widening rift in the Republican Party. We had the Maricopa County Republican Committee Chair, Mr. LaFaro, equating the governor to being a Judas over this bid of hers to expand the state's Medicaid program. What's going on there as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think that the issue is controversial. I think it's you're seeing some infighting going on. I think that folks were surprised when the governor made that announcement on her opening day speech in the legislature, and especially in light of the health care exchange decision that she had made. And so there's been some grassroots movement. A lot of precinct committee men around the state have weighed in on it, and so it's a controversial issue.
Here's Linda Valdez of the Republic.
Hi, Senator Biggs. Glad to talk with you. Hi. I wanted to ask you, in connection with the Medicaid expansion, will you hold to a majority-majority rule on that bill? In other words, if you don't have a majority of Republican support, would you let it come to a vote?
Well, I think at some point, I think the governor would like it to come to a vote either way. And right now, I don't think in either body that you have a majority of Republicans that would support it, especially in its current form. So, you know, at some point when we get there and it looks like there's a bunch of people that want to do it, then I, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
So you're not precluding letting it come to a vote, even if it doesn't have a majority of Republican support?
Not precluding it, and not saying that I guarantee that it'll get a vote if there's more. I think we just have to wait and see as it develops, because, you know, the language for the bill, if I'm not mistaken, just was introduced last week, and so a lot of people have looked at it, a lot of people have opinions on it, and I'm not sure that the way it is got the horses to get it across the line right now.
Here's Mark Evans, a senator from TucsonCitizen.com.
Hey, what's your take on the portion of the Medicaid bill about the assessment, the fee, that the governor says that it's not a tax, doesn't act like a tax, and others who are arguing that it is, and therefore I believe under Prop 108 would require a two-thirds vote of the legislature. As the Senate president, do you have an opinion about that, or do you think the Senate or the legislature needs to get an opinion from the Attorney General?
Well, we wouldn't get an opinion from the Attorney General. We'd get an opinion from our own counsel. But my opinion And I've talked to our attorneys is that they agree that it is a Prop 108, that the way this thing is structured, not only are you delegating authority to the current access director and any future access director, you're also delegating authority to the federal government here. And there's definitely a compulsory component, the way it's structured, in my opinion. It actually does increase state revenue, and if it does, then it's a Prop 108. And the effects, and maybe people, some people might be wondering, well, what is the effect of a Prop 108 anyway? Well, Prop 108, first, to make sure everybody understands, was a voter-approved initiative which said that anytime the legislature is going to increase, essentially increase taxes or increase revenue through taxes and fees and assessments, then we need to have a two-thirds majority on that bill. And so that would be the impact of it being a Prop 108.
State Senator Andy Biggs, the Senate President, is with us on the Buckmaster Show Friday Focus. We're on KVOI AM 1030 in Tucson. Tuesday was the 65th day, as you know, of the legislative session, Senator, and the kind of the informal deadline for when lawmakers hope to have a state budget, but there is no sign of a budget. The governor has said she's getting very impatient over three issues: the budget, the Medicare expansion, and this sales tax reform. Did she tell you to slow down this process as far as sending bills to her?
I think that she, I don't want to put words into her mouth. My interpretation of our discussion was that maybe she would like us to pace ourselves a little bit more. It wasn't that we were breaking any speed records anyway, but to pace ourselves as we sent bills up, and so we have. We've sent a number of bills up, but not as many as we probably could send up. So we're sending them up little by little, rather than in one fell swoop. I mean, if we were to do it in one fell swoop, I mean, it would be overwhelming, regardless of the other issues.
Here's Linda Valdez again.
Senator Biggs, I'd like to ask you about the Common Core standards that Arizona teachers have been preparing students to meet next year. There is a bill to replace the AIMS test with a test that would measure those new core standards, but it passed the House easily and it got tangled up in the Senate. You was up in a Senate to two different committees, which some folks suggest was to slow it down, and it did indeed get seems to have come to a screeching halt. Do you have concerns about that bill? Why did it suddenly become controversial when it had no problem at all in the House?
Well, I'm not sure how controversial that bill was, but I assigned that to two committees because I thought that was appropriate as we went through that those two committees would look at it, number one. But number two, and frankly, if you look, and I've mentioned to people before, take a look at how many two assignment committees that we've had that where it hasn't slowed it down at all. In fact, it may have been sent it through quicker with two committees this session. But be that as it may, I think that that there is some issue on a number of fronts that people are concerned with that actually have nothing to do with this bill. And so before I talk about those issues, let's just talk about this particular bill. This bill, frankly, is unnecessary because in talking to analysts that deal with this, they felt that the Superintendent of Public Instruction could go ahead and proceed to do this anyway. The bill itself is meant to provide some kind of legislative authority for transitioning out of AIMS, which is already underway. Without legislative authority, it's not required. And so this bill is kind of cut up on both sides, those who support the Common Core standards and those who oppose the Common Core standards. This bill became kind of, if I could put it this way, a symbol or a marker. I don't think it does what either side thought it does. But getting to the other issue, I think there's a lot of concerns that by implementation of the Common Core standards that we set ourselves up to somehow be brought further into the
the realm and control of the federal government on education. So what I have suggested and received some support from some quarters is that maybe what needs to happen is just kind of a relook at the Common Core standards and see what really are good standards, what are high and achievable standards for the state, and then also take a look at what we have now and see if you can hybridize those or marry those together so that we have truly what's in the best interest of Arizona as a unique, independent state.
We're going to have to take a break here, Linda, but your quick follow-up before we take a break.
I just wanted to point out that I'm sure you know there's nearly 100 business leaders, including the head of the Chamber of Commerce, some very high-level folks, have written a letter in support of this approach, in support of Common Core and the bill. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that they're in the same category as everybody else that I was talking about. They assume the bill does something that I don't believe it does.
But they were supporting Common Core itself.
Yeah, but that's tangential to the bill.
Senator Biggs, stick around. We'll be back with you. Linda Valdez is here, Mark Evans from TucsonCitizen.com, and I am Bill Buckmaster. It is the Buckmaster Show. It's our Friday Focus interview with the State Senate President. We'll continue right after we hear from the fine lineup of people who believe in the program and support the program. We ask for your support with them.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Row. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce Peek.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi.
Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Friday Focus. We always have a newsmaker of importance, and our newsmaker of importance today is State Senate President Andy Biggs. With me in studio, Mark Evans, the administrator of TucsonCitizen.com, and Linda Valdez, one of the editorial writers at the Arizona Republic. Mark Evans, you are up next with Senator Biggs.
Why hasn't any of the legislators sought impeachment proceedings against Attorney General Tom Horn?
That's the first time I've ever heard anybody mention that. So I guess maybe no one's thought of that.
Do you think he should be impeached for his behavior the last couple of years?
Now you're asking me a tough question to answer. I haven't looked into his behavior other than what I've heard on newspaper accounts and whatnot, so I don't, I'm not going to really comment on that, I guess. Would I act that way? I hope not, but I guess you're talking about a series of things, and...
Right. I mean, he was been accused by the county attorney of conspiring to violate campaign finance laws, and he was accused by the FBI of participating in orchestrating a cover-up of his affair with a subordinate employee.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is more egregious behavior than Colleen Mathis, and she got impeached in a matter of days over allegations of conspiring to violate open meetings laws.
I see. Okay. That's inaccurate is what happened with Colleen Mathis.
Well, what were the charges then?
Well, what happened with Colleen Mathis is under the Constitution, the governor has an opportunity to determine that the independent or the chair or any member of that commission has violated the charges within or the duties of that appointment, and then she can remove. That's the governor's authority. And then the state senate can ratify or disregard that by a two-thirds vote. And the senate ratified saying, yeah, it looks like she's... And it isn't just... The way the governor had it was rather just generic, but there could have been a bill of particulars, I think, that was pretty detailed. But in any event... The Senate voted to ratify the governor's removal. of Colleen Mathis. And that's a different process altogether. What you're suggesting is that we impeach Tom Horn.
Right.
To impeach Tom Horn, the House would have to open up an investigation and proceed to investigate whether there's anything there. And I have not heard anything from anybody to indicate that should be done, whether it be Republican or Democrat up here.
Since the administrative law judge is ruling that, by her reading of the law, the responsibility of investigating campaign finance allegations against the Attorney General lies with the Attorney General, do you think that law might need to be amended?
Yeah, that's awkward at best, and certainly creates a conflict.
All right, Linda Valdez of the Republic for you, Senator.
Senator, I wanted to follow up a little bit on what Bill asked earlier about GOP Chair LaFaro's likening of the governor to Judas in a committee hearing. He did send a letter of some, it's sort of an apology that he sent to Representative Kavanaugh. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what's the appropriate thing for him to do at this point? Was that acceptable behavior? And is that the way Republicans should be talking about each other?
Well, you know, I think that the committee was surprised by the comments. I think we're all surprised by the comments. And Mr. Chairman LaFaro has the right to certainly speak what's on his mind. There are certain lines that we don't want to cross, and we don't want to be overtly offensive. But, you know, I haven't seen his letter of apology, and I think that, you know, people say things oftentimes that they don't and probably regret saying in the heat of passion. And this is a really passionate issue. A lot of people on both sides really involved and intimating certain things, and you're bound to get some rhetoric that's not conducive to rational discourse. And so my guess is he probably needs to make a full mea culpa and apologize to the governor, and she can, you know, do what she wants to do with it. But I think this is probably played out. We need to get on to the discourse about what's in the bill, what's in the plan, impacts and effects, and talk about it in a rational debate. And that's where I am on that.
The Republican National Committee, as you know, unveiled the results of a post-mortem of last year's race. And the party is trying to reach, I think the conclusion was the party failed to reach minority voters. Do the Republicans have a problem with that here in reaching Latino voters in Arizona, Senator Biggs?
Well, you know, the bottom line is we offer to, in my opinion, to more voters than anybody else the opportunity to for self self-control and self-determination. I think that Republicans get caught up in trying to be everything to everybody, and what we are is a party that allows the most freedom. We're less regulation, fewer taxes. We want to really provide that type of argument. And I think that we walk away from our platform and our principles too easily, and sometimes we can't reach them, whether they're minority voters or other voters. I mean, you've got in Arizona, for instance, Republicans are the number one party. Independents are the second most registrants, independents and party non-declares, and Democrats are the third level. But why do people end up leaving these parties? They leave them because we no longer represent or actually put into action what we intend to represent or act like we represent.
Senator, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but I get a quick prediction from you on when you think this legislative session will wrap up.
Well, I used to be saying that mid-April, but I still think that we can get this thing done by the end of April.
Okay, within maybe about 30 days then, huh?
I would say closer to 40.
Okay.
40 days.
Senator Biggs, thank you very much. We hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for spending a half hour with our listeners here in Tucson.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Senator Andy Biggs, the Senate President, with us on the Buckmaster Show. Up next, our Friday Reporters Roundtable. Mark Evans and Linda Valdez will stick around and we'll talk about the week's top stories. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's late word from the Federal Aviation Administration that it will close 149 air traffic towers across the country due to budget cuts. We will keep following this developing story. President Obama says he'll keep pushing the Israelis and Palestinians to reach a peace agreement. He says the window of opportunity for such a deal still exists, but says it's getting more and more difficult with each passing day. The president says mistrust between the two sides is building instead of ebbing. He spoke during a news conference in Amman, Jordan, with King Abdullah. Jordan is the final stop of the president's tour through the Mideast. The North Dakota legislature has passed a bill that would essentially ban abortion by defining human life as beginning at conception. The state's Republican governor has not yet indicated whether he will sign it. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Rugg Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rugg Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rugg Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rugg Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rugg Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGGS.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is our Friday Reporters Roundtable. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and we have two very intelligent voices with us in studio. Mark Evans is with us. Mark B. Evans. B as in boy is middle initial.
I know people give you an argument about that.
Administrator for the TucsonCitizen.com. It's a site, a community of bloggers run by the Gannett Corporation, but Mark runs it, really. It's owned by the Gannett Corporation.
Yeah, I'm the chief bottle washer, and I sweep up at the place.
And actually, we have another Gannett employee with us, Linda Valdez, one of the editorial writers for the Arizona Republic. If you have anything that you would like to say, Buckmaster Show listeners, 790-2040, you can join in the conversation. We can kind of begin with people in the news, because there's three people in particular that I want to talk about over the next 14 minutes. Dr. John Pettico. I want to talk about Tom Horn. I want to talk about Richard Carmona. But before we do that, it sounded like Senator Biggs is saying that this thing is going to have this expansion of Medicare have all sorts of problems, Linda Valdez.
Well, I think it was destined to have a lot of problems from the beginning. It's going to really depend on a couple of things, on how hard the governor is willing to fight for this, whether she's willing to go with a majority instead of the two-thirds majority that Senator Biggs and others in the legislature say she needs, and whether they're going to be able to go with a Democrat majority and peel off a few Republicans if the bill will even be allowed to come to a vote under those circumstances. But I think the governor is a pretty tough lady. I disagree with her on a lot of issues, but I think she's a pretty tough lady. I think she's going to fight this one. I give her pretty good odds on getting this done.
I mean, who would have thought it? Here, the governor really needing the Democratic coalition, the Democratic delegation to get this thing done.
Right.
It can be done. I mean, with a two-thirds majority, it can't.
Forgive the gun imagery for these days, I just don't know how many bullets she's got in her holster. I mean, she's got the veto, which is obviously the biggest one, but what is she going to veto? Is she going to veto the budget and keep the legislature in session until they finally cave and give her the Medicaid expansion? You know, are there other pet bills? Is she just going to start vetoing things left and right and force them to do overrides? I mean, how far is she willing to pick a fight with them? Or what are her other pet peeves that she's willing to horse trade on? Are there things that she wants to give up? The transaction privilege tax, which has, I don't know, 25, 30-some sponsors. I don't think that that's something that she can trade with. So, you know, it's she really wants it. I think she's willing to fight for it. I just don't know what she has other than fighting a war of attrition and dragging it out, especially if there has to be a two-thirds vote because of the tax implications.
Pretty good week for Tom Horn, the Arizona Attorney General. Mm-hmm. He was before the U.S. Supreme Court representing Arizona in the voter ID issue case, and then the campaign finance charges dropped against him in Maricopa County Superior Court. But according to your paper, The Republic Today, this may not be over yet, Linda, for Mr. Horn.
No, I don't think it's over yet. And, it may have been a good week, but it got a lot worse when Mark brought up the impeachment idea.
Certainly did. I think Senator Biggs was very surprised by that. Now he's probably figuring, oh, my goodness, how should I? Did I react? Did I give the right answer?
This idea may have legs, definitely. And as far as the dismissal, the recommendation to dismiss the case against him, Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery is going to fight this, and he wants to have a hearing on the evidence, which I think is necessary. You know, this is a technicality. If some criminal were to get their conviction thrown out on a technicality, Tom Horn would be screaming to the high heavens about law
taking
and order.
Taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, so I really think that this is not over, and he will have his day in court. And in all fairness to him, he deserves his day in court.
Certainly
if he
does.
Wants to run for re-election or seek higher office, he needs to get this cleared up. This is what happened this week with the administrative court judge was not a vindication in any way, shape, or form.
The reason I asked that question of Senator Biggs is because no one is talking about that up there. I had written an editorial, you know, the effect that I have in my editorials, in December, where I had said the legislature, so the first thing they should do is impeach the attorney general. And I actually had asked Andy Biggs' office at the time if any legislator was talking about it, and the answer was no. So they didn't even want to consider it up there. But if you go back and you look at the impeachments of Fife Symington, which didn't actually get to impeachment, and the impeachment of Ev Meekum, the behavior of the attorney general is at minimum as bad as Ev Meekum's behavior, and certainly probably worse considering the cover-up that he engaged in. I mean, he's accused of having tried to destroy legally withhold public records that he was aware of, a secretly recorded conversation, which is in violation of the wiretap laws, and refused to do anything about it because it would have reflected poorly on him. The whole subterfuge with his affair and the sneaking around in other people's cars and backing in the hit and run. I mean, it's just egregious behavior by the attorney general, and the fact that the state's Republican leaders don't seem to be as outraged and have their knickers in a twist as much as I do is disturbing to me. It seems like it's back to the, if a Republican does it, it's okay.
Well, it does need to be cleared up, as Linda said, before the Attorney General decides what he's going to do. And according to one of our commentators here on the Buckmaster Show, John Munger, who said he had dinner, I think he said very recently with Mr. Horn. Mr. Horn has said he's not running for governor. He is going to run again for Arizona Attorney General. We'll see. One person we know who is not running for governor, Linda Valdez, is Richard Carmona. Dr. Carmona announced on one of the Phoenix talk shows, I believe last Sunday, that he is not going to run for governor. And I think that's a blow to the Democrats.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. I think Dr. Carmona had a good chance in that race. He came within 3 points of beating Jeff Flake, who was very well known and very popular in the state. And that also was a statewide race. I think it's a big blow to the Democrats to lose him out of this race.
Not that Fred Duvall isn't a good candidate.
No,
or Chad
is
Campbell,
who's
talking about running as well.
There are, yeah, they are. Chad. They're both very good candidates. They're very intelligent men, and they have a lot to offer. What they don't have that Carmona had was the statewide recognition, the national recognition. And they didn't have his kind of tough guy appeal. He did well in Republican areas in the Senate race, and that's unusual for a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, I agree completely with that. I mean, Fred Duvall and Chad Campbell will, are good candidates, but they don't carry that name recognition that Carmona had, and not immediately coming on the heels of that statewide race, which Carmona ran a fairly good race, probably one of the better races for Senate that a Democrat has run in recent memory.
People in the news, we continue with that theme here on our Friday roundtable. Dr. John Petticone, a surprise announcement this week. Mark Evans, his early exit from TUSD. Our friend Sarah Garrett Gasson, editorial writer at The Star, wrote yesterday that TUSD has burned through 5 superintendents over the past 10 years.
The district's practically ungovernable. I'm surprised Dr. Petticone threw in the towel on this one after he withstood all the controversy and all the outrage over the Mexican-American studies debate and went through all of that and the divisions on the board. And now when he's trying to get this outsourcing program done and the board rejected it, then he finally said that was enough and he threw in the towel. I mean, that's what – he hasn't actually come out and said that. That is what – everyone's saying behind the scenes is that's where he finally threw up his arms and decided it was better for him to get out. So it is surprising the way that he announced it and that he's getting out now. I don't know who would want the job, really. I mean, I think the district is, especially with this conflicting ruling now between the state and the federal judges, one saying that you have to have some sort of ethnic studies and the other one saying, well, no, the state law that says that you really can't is legal. I don't know how the district can walk that fine line. I don't know who they're going to get to take this job.
And Linda, I will answer Mark's question about who would want the job, because I'll tell you who would want the job. They're going to put this out to a national search and you're going to get candidates who want to have on their resume that they're the superintendent of a large school district so they can move on probably in 2 years.
Precisely, which is what Selena Fagan did, which is part of the tragedy that's happening at TUSD. They need some stability. They need somebody that knows and understands the district, somebody that's got a little toughness to make things happen over there. But yeah, you're going to get, it's exactly what you're going to get, Bill. You're going to get somebody in there for another 2 years, do some shake 'em up things, cause a lot of turmoil, and then take the next best job that comes along.
So why not think about someone from our local community?
Well, that's what Petticone was supposed to be.
Well,
that was
the
theory behind him, is that he understood Tucson, he knew the district, he knew the state's politics. And he was going to be the guy. So,
but he didn't really understand the district.
He did not understand the district at all. No,
he did not.
Yeah.
How about Calvin Baker, who was on the program this week? He's been the superintendent of the Vail School District since 1989, and Vail is usually at the top of the list when it comes to public schools in our state. I mean, so it just shows there is some stability in the school business.
Yeah, well, Vail is also an affluent school district that has all A scoring schools because they have very low free and reduced lunch enrollment. That is not TUSD, where it's got 60 some percent free and reduced lunch enrollment and 60 some percent Hispanic students, and you still can have the huge complexity of the desegregation order and getting the district out from underneath that. Vail and TUSD are night and day.
Well, and TUSD is so huge. I mean, all the things Mark said. Plus, it's so huge, and it's losing students, and it's got big financial problems. It's a big ship to run.
I want to quickly touch on a story that I think has a huge implication for the future of this state when it comes to initiatives, the propositions. There is legislation that's moving forward in Phoenix that would require at least 25% of the total signatures required must come on the petitions to get a ballot measure must come from outside of Maricopa and Pima County. That's going to counties. That would be very difficult to do.
I think it would almost be impossible to do. And it's also a number of election reforms that they're trying to get passed. One of the ones is that you can't have someone come pick up your early ballot.
Right.
And then another one is to push back the dates, which I actually think is a good idea, to push back the dates of when the ballots have to be turned in to give more time for challenges. But you know, the state law says you have to have a certain number of percentage of voters. To say that that certain percentage then has to come from county to county, I think is going to have constitutional problems under the one vote, one person, one vote rules.
Well, the legislature is uncomfortable with the initiative process because people succeed in doing things that the legislature doesn't want done. So there's no big surprise that they would try to sabotage things.
All right. Linda Valdez and Mark Evans, I hope you both have a great weekend.
You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We'll
have
week.
Spring.
Yeah, same to you. And we'll see what the Wildcats do in their next matchup, which is Saturday, right?
3 o'clock. Against Harvard.
Harvard upsetting New Mexico.
New Mexico, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell is next.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
My name is Chandler Warden from the Board of Trustees at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. I'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to attend a concert hosted by the Desert Museum and the Oasis Project, featuring the award-winning and internationally acclaimed John Jorgensen Quintet, live at the Desert Museum Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. Considered one of the best living guitar players, John Jorgensen has played with artists from Johnny Cash to Luciano Pavarotti. These gypsy jazz concerts will be recorded for a DVD and will feature the song you're hearing now, Sonora Spring, all to benefit the Desert Museum. To purchase tickets and find out more information, please visit oasisproject.desertmuseum.org or call 989-0901. That's oasisproject.desertmuseum.org.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
It is officially the weekend when we hear that music. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, presented by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Silver is only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. So much to do this time of year. It's so pretty over there. Hike along the Continental Divide Trail, go antiquing and art collecting in Silver City. So much to do. Great places to stay, including Burro Mountain Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and Wildwood Retreat, and Hot Springs more at southwestnewmexico.org. Here he is, Matt Russell, Inside Tucson Business Food and Beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, and a man who says it is happy hour somewhere at every hour around the globe. He's always ready.
I'm always ready. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Hey, Matt.
Tell ya, with such gorgeous weather today, Bill, our patio patrol has been on the lookout for the absolute best spot to enjoy some food and drinks al fresco this afternoon. And we think the nod goes to North, Fattoria Italiana up at La Encantada on Skyline and Campbell. As you may know, Bill, North was recently transformed to an Italian farmhouse of sorts. And the setting is one that I think just can't be beat, especially on a day like today. I'm thinking a chef's pizza of the day with a pitcher of sangria is the right call to get my weekend started this afternoon. Try North for happy hour today.
And I can envision you wearing that basketball cheesehead outfit up there to North for happy hour in recognition of the NC2A tournament. It's a basketball that's cut out, and a face is available, and that face that pops through is none other than Matt Russell. And you'll look really great, too, for cookies and cocktails.
Yeah, you know, two of my basic food groups, Bill, are going to be on parade this evening at 7 o'clock at the annual Cookies and Cocktails event. Benefits the Girl Scouts. Now, the event's going to be up at the Skyline Country Club and is going to feature live entertainment and delicious libations, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and amazing handcrafted desserts by some of Tucson's top chefs using, what else, their favorite Girl Scout cookies. It's a creative event and a great way to taste your favorite Girl Scout cookies incorporated in these special desserts. Now, Bill, I've always been partial to the tagalongs. What about you?
Well, I like the samosas. Can't beat the samosas. We don't usually talk about Sam's Club as a venue for dining, but understand they're on the barbecue tour.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Some of the nation's most highly decorated pit masters are going to be in Tucson tomorrow at the only Arizona stop on the Sam's Club National Barbecue Tour. Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, and whatever team takes the trophy at the end of the day is going to move on to regionals in Nevada. So if you're a fan of real Q like I am and you want to get an inside look at how the real pros approach the craft, you'll want to get over to Sam's Club tomorrow. And there's always the nearby Mr. K's barbecue to help relieve your hunger pangs once you start breathing in that wonderful smoke.
And Rose has reminded me that the particular cookie I'm talking about is a Samoa, right, Rose? Not a samosa.
The samosa is a lovely Indian appetizer, but I wasn't going to say anything, Bill.
Or a cocktail somewhere. I'll tell you. Matt Russell, have a great weekend.
Cheers to you, Bill.
All right. We all know those Girl Scout cookies can be so addictive, right, Rose? Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by our friends at Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. A big shout out to all of our friends who are listening, I know, at Culligan, and I want to thank them and tell them, yes, our guests love your water. I love the water, and who wouldn't? It simply tastes better. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, my lovely and talented producer, Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and safe weekend, and urging you and inviting you to listen to the John C. Scott Show this afternoon. John comes up at 3 to 5 right here on KVOI. Then, of course, it's weekend talk, all the expert talk, starting tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. from our favorite gardener, Phil Cedar. Lots of good gardening advice as the weather continues to warm up. Then Monday morning, the week starts on KVOI with Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great weekend.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.